the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna has instructed Chaturvarna Mayastristam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. He has very scientifically arranged human society in four varnas, in four ashrams, according to one's natural propensities, the qualities they have derived from previous births. One can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a way by which one can bring the greatest benefit to oneself and to all of society. The goal of human life is purification. There is no other purpose to this human existence but to purify our hearts. And the process of purification is to always remember Krishna. You have chanted this prayer, Om apavitra pavitro va saravavastam gatopi va yasmaret pundarikaksha sabhayabhyantarasuchi. Whatever our condition, whether we are purified or unpurified, by remembering Krishna we become purified within and without. The Varnashram system created by Krishna is simply meant for purification. The Grihastha Ashram is very sacred. By performing one's duties as a Grihastha, according to Krishna's direction, we can not only be happy in this world, but we can bring about great, great progress in our spiritual journey in life. Lord Chaitanya appeared to teach us how to become perfect in spirituality in this age of Kali Yuga. And amongst his associates, some of the greatest, most exalted, were in the Grihastha Ashram. Such great souls as Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya, Srivas Thakur. Krishna himself, when he appeared in this world, he accepted the duties as a Grihastha. In Dwarka, he married Rukmini and several other wives. When the Lord appeared as Ramchandra, he accepted the Grihastha Ashram and married the goddess of fortune, Sita Devi. In this way, throughout history, we find the greatest of the incarnations, as well as many of the greatest sadhus or spiritualists, accepted this Grihastha Ashram. Grihastha Ashram means when a man and woman live together in a responsible way for service to God. The animals, they come together for sense gratification. In the Western countries, people come together for the purpose of spiritual and emotional satisfaction. But you should know that emotional and physical satisfaction are temporary. They will not endure. If the basis of your relationship is physical or emotional satisfaction, you should know it will perish in due course of time. Because your minds will always be changing and your physical structures will be changing by the force of time. And that is why in the Western world, practically 80% of marriages are divorces. And with the divorce, there is broken families, there is miserable children, and there is complete chaos in society. It is a society of cats and dogs. But the Vedic system is a man and woman come together, and the basis of their relationship is responsibility, dedication, and devotion to God and to each other. In Krishna consciousness, marriage means the husband and the wife, they love each other, they care for each other, they protect each other, they serve each other as a duty to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, there is absolutely no question of separation. There is no question of separation. And the vows you are making today are vows that you will never separate. In this world, there will always be arguments, there will always be quarrels, disagreements. It is part of nature, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. But these things should never be taken seriously. Srila Prabhupada tells a story of how Mahatma Gandhi, one time he had a terrible argument with his wife. He writes this in his autobiography, and he told his wife, "Get out of this house." So as a faithful wife, she got out of the house, and she was on the street crying. And he came out, and she said, "Where should I go?" He said, "Come back in the house." So arguments will be there, but there is a higher principle. So we forgive each other. We never take them seriously. Arguments between God brothers, God sisters, arguments between husband and wife should never be taken seriously. We must know that we have a higher purpose to fulfill in our relationship with one another. And these vows that you are taking today are most sacred, and they are most pleasing to Krishna. For by keeping these vows, you will go back home, back to Godhead, to be with Krishna forever. This material world, it is explained, is a place of suffering. Mamu peti punara janma dukalaya mashashvatam napnavanti mahatmana samsurim paramam gata. We should make our goal the spiritual world, not this material world. We do not get married in Krishna consciousness to be happy in this world of birth and death, because such happiness is like a drop of water that appears on a lotus leaf for a moment. In marriage, we grow old together, we get diseased together, and we die. That is not the happiness of marriage. The happiness we should be in making Krishna happy, in being enjoyed by Krishna. The purpose of life is to get out of this world, not to make an enjoyable situation in this world. And that is real love. So my request to both of you is that you give great affection and care to one another. The duty of a wife is to always be faithful and chaste in her service to her husband, to assist him in every way throughout life without any question of neglect. And the duty of the husband is to protect the wife through affection, through care, through providing necessities, and by being a real spiritual example for her to follow in life. And if you both follow these principles nicely and serve the Lord and serve His devotees and perform your sadhana carefully by chanting Krishna's names, by hearing Krishna's glories, then you will be performing the greatest service to society, as great as any sannyasi can render. Srila Prabhupada sent some grihasthas to England, and he said that they performed more welfare work for the spiritual elevation of others than any of his sannyasi godbrothers who went to England, although they were living together as husband and wife and even having children, because they were exemplary. So it is our great prayer that both of you can live by this principle of being really faithful to one another, faithful to your Guru and Krishna together, and be exemplary. Help the world to see the real direction and hope in life, which is service to the Lord. Yogesh Chandra Prabhu has always been a wonderful example for everyone. He's loved by all the devotees, always enthusiastic, always detached from unnecessary talk or activities, and he has really won the hearts of all. He is a doctor, and he has chosen his medical field in such a way that he's not only very responsible, socially, but he's truly trying to heal the wounds of the body, the mind, and the souls of society's suffering people. And Jigna is a very illustrious and wonderful young lady who is also studying to be doctor, specialist of ophthalmology. Yes, ophthalmology. And we are quite confident by her wonderful, wonderful qualities, her very beautiful Krishna-conscious desires, that she will give both material vision and spiritual vision to anyone who is fortunate enough to come in contact with her. And between the two of you, I think the world is in good hands. When we have nice grihasthas like you, we see real future and real hope for this world. So on this very, very auspicious day, when you are coming together in the name of Krishna, I pray to my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and to all the previous acharyas of our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. I pray to Sri Sri Nithai Gaurachandra, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Gopal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that they bestow their most auspicious blessings upon you, that you can truly be happy and peaceful in your service to the Lord throughout your lives. And I pray at the lotus feet of all of the guests and assembled devotees that you all shower your heartfelt blessings upon Yogesh Chandra Prabhu and Jigna Mataji. And my request is you express your prayers by raising your arms and loudly chanting Hari Bol. Thank you very much. And I especially want to thank both of you for your wonderful service and wonderful example to all of us. May you be happy with Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Ultimate welfare work is to cure a person from this. And this is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. This is the purpose of the Vaishnav devotees of the Lord. And Bhagavad Gita teaches in very simple language to the highest philosophy how people of all various occupations can perfect their lives and help others perfect their lives by dedicating their particular service to the service of the Lord, by helping others become Krishna conscious through their work. Disease is one thing that will always be within our society. There will never be, the stock market may drop to the lowest grades, and there may be less and less demands for various materials and various articles. But one thing we can be sure, there will always be people getting old, getting diseased, and dying. Arivo. And when people are in this condition, they are helpless. They are desperate. And those doctors who can give them physical relief through proper medication, emotional relief through kindness and compassion, and ultimate spiritual relief through teaching them the process of how to live a pure life, free from sins, which is the cause of suffering, to teach them how to understand what is the purpose of this human existence and how to perfect it through the chanting of God's holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
And the Sri Chaitanya Medical Hospital is dedicated to this principle. For the body, minds, and souls to bring about real health and real direction to human society. And these doctors are not going to be operating under the premise of greed for fame or profits, because Bhagavad Gita teaches us to perform our duty in a mood of compassion and service. And this is the greatest need in human society today. And this hospital will not only be a model example in society from the medical point of view, but from every point of view. Professional people with occupations respected by society, managers, accountants, cooks, doctors, buyers, drivers, specialists of all different fields of medicine. They will be performing their work. They will be working together in unity, in a spirit of compassion and service, with knowledge that you are the eternal soul, and helping bring every person they come in contact with closer to God. And when people see this, they will understand that this is actually Bhagavad Gita in action. We are brahmacharis and sannyasis at the ashram. There is a need for that in society. But most of society will never become brahmacharis, grihasthas, or live in an ashram. But when they see how Bhagavad Gita can be practically applied to a life of a grihastha with a professional, responsible occupation, motivated by love and compassion and knowledge rather than greed and pride, this will illuminate the message of Bhagavad Gita in such a way that hundreds and thousands of people's lives can be transformed into spiritual lives, pure devotees of the Lord. That is the purpose of this humble endeavor. And also, there are devotees all over the world within this wonderful mission of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who have dedicated 20, 30, in the future there will be 40, 50, 60 years of their lives to service. They've never expected any money in return. The temples are often not very wealthy. And when they need medical care, at this particular time, there's no one to help them. There's no place for them to go. The temple cannot afford it. This will be a place where people who have dedicated their lives to the service of God anywhere in the world can come and, if needed, get free medical treatment, everything they want, in a wonderful spiritual atmosphere. And we all know service to the Vaishnavas is most pleasing and dear to Krishna, and it is a great fortune and a great privilege for those who have that right to serve. It will also be an opportunity for devotees to work together in unity in a very, very pure, unpolluting atmosphere where everyone has a common faith in the goal of life, service to God, and pure living. It is an opportunity for those who are downtrodden within society to be given not only medical relief, but spiritual hope, the greatest wealth, the greatest charity to a poor person is to give them the wealth of the understanding who their father is, Krishna, who is the husband of the goddess of fortune. And when they make a connection with Krishna, the riches of their soul can be enjoyed eternally. So So this is not just a philanthropic effort, but this is a labor of love. The love of Krishna coming through the devotees in the spirit that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to serve, to help the whole world become happy through the chanting of the holy name. I'm especially very grateful to Sri Krishna Chandra Prabhu for taking so much of his life's energy to helping with this project, to Vaishnav Seva Prabhu for putting so much of his energies into accepting all the anxieties of organizing such a major project, to all of the doctors, Dr. Shalanki, our very, very dear and beloved friend, who's so kindly giving us so much of his moral and support and encouragement. To the whole team of doctors, if I try to name one, I may commit the offense of forgetting someone. To Akadish Prabhu, Madhavananda Prabhu, Giriraj Prabhu, Vaishnav Seva Prabhu, Vrindavanarani, Mataji, Kalindi Devi, Kishori Devi, Sridhama Prabhu, who else? Adikeshav Prabhu. Huh? Sita Mataji. Dr. Aura. Huh? Krishna Prema and Kishori Priya. Anyways, everyone else too. And to Sri Samigrishi Prabhu, one of my very, very dearest friends. His house is a hospital for the soul. He's really a wonderful devotee and a tremendous example of Srila Prabhupada's teachings in his life. And I would like to thank especially each and every one of you, because with the blessings of the Vaishnavas, all of our efforts will be blessed by the mercy of Krishna. And we're hoping that within this hospital are the most wonderful kirtans in all the world. For all the medical, all the patients, whatever their disease, they can come into this room and dance in ecstasy to you. That is our dream. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. We can have a few minutes of kirtan. Everyone, please rise.